have to share this. That yesterday, I don't know if you were like us, and we stayed up watching, and just that absolute joy of knowing that in this world, the way it is, all those people, some of them probably didn't even believe, but were there, and before the whole world was proclaimed the glory of God, and that the king was stripped of his royal robes to be anointed with the oil. It's just, and the singing, the glory, the glory, the glory of God. It was just so wonderful.
God gave me a vision some time ago. And I gave it, and I thought it was gone. But he's kept giving it back to me again just recently. And he said, there are people here that need to hear this. So, thank you, Lord. The vision is, there's a person standing at the edge of a flooding creek, and it's turmoil, there's branches going down, there's logs being taken down this crossing where this person was going to go over. It's muddy and it's moving fast. And the person looks at it and thinks, I've done this before. I've been across here. I've been able to do this when it's been in flood. But then another person came up behind them and they said, don't do it. It's too fast. It's too much. But the first person says, no, I've done it before. I can do this. And the person moved out into the floodwaters and took a step and another step and then thought, it is too fast. And they turned round to get out. But in the turning, they lost their balance and down they went in the floodwaters. The second person came up and reached out their hand and their arm and said, it tried to save the first person, but they too got pulled in and went down the floodwaters. And as the first person was going down the floodwaters, I thought, if I move my way to the side, then I'll be able to get out. I'll just move across. But as much as they tried, they couldn't do it. And in the end, they thought, I'm going to die here. I'm going to be overwhelmed. And they at last turned to God and said, God, help me. I need you. And God said to them, put your feet down. And I said, no, Lord, no, Lord, I can't do that. I'll get tangled up in the branches and I'll get pulled under. God said again, put your feet down. And as a mouthful of water got over them, I've got to do this, there's no other way. So they put their feet down and behold, they put their feet on the rock of Jesus Christ and they could stand. And they looked back as they stood and got their balance and here was the second person coming down behind them. And they reached out their hand and they grabbed the second person by the hand and was able to pull them in to put their feet on the rock. And as they turned to get out of the water and move up the bank, there was all these little rocks, smaller rocks, and I believe that God said these were the Christians that were helping those to move out and move into reality. And they got up on the bank and here in front of them was a little farmhouse with children playing with a ball and a dog and washing on the line and a look of absolute normality and happiness and joy. And they knew that this was for them. that they had reached normality and they were going ahead. And this is the word that God gave to me. And he says it's easy to get caught up in things and in the world and get tangled in branches and be hurt by people as logs come and hit you as you're going down this flood water too fast and muddy where you can't put your feet down, you can't see where you walk. Only Jesus can get you through. And had the first person asked, was it safe, God, to go through, or asked direction, they would never have been swept away. So if you feel like you're being caught up in things and things are out of control, and if you lose your balance and you go down in the flood water, don't forget to call out to the Lord and do what he says when he says, put your feet down on Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we just want to give you praise. We want to thank you, Father, that, Lord, your word declares that we can come to you. And even on the screen behind us, Father, there's a beautiful scripture up there. But take heart, I have overcome the world. I don't know whether you've noticed that behind us there on the screen on a regular basis. So many times we walk through our lives and there's signs all the way in front of us all the time and we become oblivious to them. I just encourage you, let the scriptures flow over you. Let them be part of your life and take heart, for I, Jesus, have overcome the world. On behalf of Pastor Julie, we want to